prostate PMG, prostate hypertrophy resulting in nocturnal dribbling. This is someone who thinks he's a nighttime basketball player. Low back pain. One of the cardinal things we need to rule out with low back pain is prostate enlargement, cancer. Pain inside heels. Typically this will radiate down, but it'll go down and inside the heel following a dermatome. Leg pain, often. These are classic things we would rule out. Fatigue, just a general unexplained fatigue. Well, only 200 things could cause that, so that's kind of a stretch, but it can contribute. Loss of libido. Ah, honey, did you find your libido? No, I'm still looking for it. I found it, but I'm not sure what I wanted it for, because now I have Alzheimer's too. So if you're in Alzheimer's case with loss of libido, you're really in trouble. Constipation could be actual mechanical blockage of the flow of fecal material. 3 times per day with meals, up to 6. Now, other things synergistically to work with this case, I would in fact be doing Simplex M. Let's get the entire balanced endocrine system. So I would do 6 Simplex M, 3 to 6 prostate PMG, 6 or more Prostex as indicated for the symptoms. That's to help with some of the immediate symptomatology, frequent urination, loss of bladder control, things of that nature. So the Prostex can actually come or go in the therapeutic duration because of the symptomatology. Add Kezin, the chelated zinc, copper, iron product. That'll work better. Zinc liver will work, but let's do this longer term. Let's have the balanced product. So 3, probably 3 is enough. That's 30 milligrams of zinc. But some studies say 50 is better. So anywhere from 3 to 5 or 6 Kezin. You'll know you're doing too much Kezin if the stool begins to blacken. Then they're just passing it out in the feces. You're overdoing it. So back off to where that doesn't happen.
Would you run that list again, please?
I have no idea what I said. The list again, Simplex F, not F, Simplex M, 6, prostate PMG, 3 to 6, 3 if it's an early stage case, 6 if we're in trouble and need to do something right now. Prostex, 6 per day or more, and as indicated by the symptomatology, again, that's not the primary healing tool, so take that or not depending on the symptoms. And then the Kezin, 3 to 6 per day. Until the symptoms change, but I'm looking within 3 months to see that not be needed, at least not near as often. Now, several things can cause the benign prostatic hypertrophy. There can be infection. I mean, we immediately assume cancer, and in the majority of cases, that is not the issue. It can be swollen for a lot of reasons, just like the ovary can be swollen, then it's fine.
If you don't know whether there's cancer or not.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything to induce cancer. Again, we'd have to get into the full cancer discussion, but nothing I'm doing is going to promote growth of cancer cells. What I'm doing is supporting only the remaining healthy prostate cells. I'm not enhancing cancer growth at all. No, not in my experience. There wouldn't be a mechanism for that. And I'm not using massive amounts. I might use less, but again, the Prostex can come or go. If it was a problem, I wouldn't use it. It's not the critical thing. That's the symptomatic thing. I'd like for them to get a PSA, get all the blood studies, if they can, if they will. Often they come in with that. And we're seeing some good results at stabilizing. The first thing with a when it goes, PSA begins to rise rapidly. So what I look for is that PSA is constant. Dropping is another issue. But when it's been rising and now it's not, or the rate of increase is reduced, now we're getting somewhere. And that means let's continue. But if it continues to rise despite what I'm doing, then we're not going to be silly. Let's look at other alternatives. We will continue to do what we're doing, but you better look at some other alternatives while we continue.